Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross. Good day to you. Hope your day or evening is a good one. Well, I always like to feature, as you know, on this broadcast, business owners, but also I like to feature young folks that are doing great things in the business area. And my guest today is Najah Downs. She's an 18-year-old recent high school graduate from North Springs High School here in Atlanta, up in Sandy Springs. She's going to attend the Paul Mitchell School of Asani in August to pursue her license and certification in cosmetology. Najah desires to own her own hair and beauty salon in the next year and is currently the CEO of her own business entitled Beautiful Butterflies, Beautiful Sweet. Beautiful Butterflies, Beautiful Sweet was created by Najah to inspire young women to embrace the beautiful butterfly emerging within. And she joins us by phone from her home. And welcome to the show, Najah. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. So you are graduate. So how long has this idea been birthed in you? How long have you been thinking about this idea?
I've been thinking about this idea for quite a while. Probably about, I think it's going on 3 years. I started here. Tapping into hair when I was in middle school, but the birth of my business started in high school as a sophomore, and I was experiencing some bullying in middle school, and I just started to, you know, tap into hair and, you know, the gift that God blessed me with, and then I started to perfect it as I went on to high school.
Awesome. So what was your high school or public school experience like? I mean, you mentioned that you were bullied. In what way were you bullied?
Yeah.
You
know? Well, it wasn't in high school. It was in middle school. It started in middle school.
Okay.
I was bullied by my parents. You know, some girls or any peers around me weren't quite comfortable with how I looked, I guess. And, you know, it wasn't a problem for me. I didn't really recognize it. I was young, and I didn't know what was going on. So when it happened to me, I was kind of shocked because I was really not thinking about what I was looking like or any of those things didn't matter to me. Me, I was thinking about the books and, you know, focusing on my education because that's what was instilled in me through my mom. And at that time, we were kind of, my mom was a single parent, and we were trying to figure out what we were going to do to better our lives more and more throughout those years. So my focus wasn't on appearance or the shoes, and I used to go to school with those type of, you know, with kids that was focused on the shoes, you know, the brand, the materialistic things. So when that happened to me, it impacted me in a different way because now it opened me up to, wow, okay, now let me start doing something. So that's when I started working with my hands, you know, looking at my cousins or my aunties doing hair, and I was like, oh, nah, y'all not going to catch me like this. I'm going to do this to myself, and then I want to help others who have experienced those.
And I work, I'm an educator, and I work in a public school, and actually a middle school in Atlanta, and the bullying is real. Matter of fact, I think the bullying is more intense among girls than it is boys. And, of course, I can understand why that is because, you know, girls always, and correct me if I'm wrong, girls are always judging other girls by how they dress, how they look, how their hair is done. Is that pretty much the case?
Yeah, it was pretty much the case at that time. But I wasn't going to be the one to, you know, come back or anything. I've always been raised as if somebody done something to me, I'm not going to get revenge or anything. I'm just going to take that, and, you know, it is what it is. You feel that way, but I'm just gonna bless you. I hope you get blessed. I hope I get blessed, and I got blessed throughout that experience. So I thank them for doing that, and without that, I wouldn't have things that I have right now.
So in some ways you're saying that the bullying might have been a good thing, bad thing, not that it's good at any time, but it motivates you to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
So were they bullying you about your hair? Is that it? You know, just about your hair, clothes?
Yes, my hair. It was about my hair. At that time, it was about my hair. It wasn't quite, you know, polished at that time. But as I said, we weren't focused on that. I wasn't focused on that at that time. My mom was experiencing some quite some struggles. So we weren't really focused on hair and all that stuff. She was focused on us getting up to school and back and making sure we had a roof over our head, clothes and shoes, and hair was not a priority.
Right. Well, good for you, you know, for moving in a different direction and not letting that. Because a lot of times, you know, in bullying, you know, you don't have to respond. And then, you know, I always say you don't have to respond, and then they'll find somebody else to bully. Because if they're looking to get, as they call it, a rise out of you. They're looking to respond. And, you know, but we can talk all about bullying because I experience a lot. I'm an engagement manager, and I have a caseload of about 40, 50 students, and I help them with academics, behavior, and attendance. And I understand exactly. And plus, I have 4 daughters, so I do understand the whole hair thing. I could have bought a hair salon for how much hair that I have spent, you know, getting the hair done. 4 girls getting the hair done every 2 weeks. You can imagine how much that costs. All right, so let's delve into your business.
My mom had 2 girls.
Two girls? Oh, right. Yeah, I'm what you call a girl dad, you know, very much. I know how to raise girls. So let's talk about your business. So you said it started kind of in middle school, but it really got full-blown in sophomore, junior year. What is it exactly is your business? What does it do? What is the product or service that you perform?
Well, my service is doing hair as far as braids. You know, I'm going to cosmetology to further my education as far as sewing. And, you know, color and those type of things. But not only is it for hair, I also want to bring forth the inner beauty of other people, whether it's personal. You know, I want to encourage those girls who have experienced bullying and, you know, always staying true to yourself. Not only that, you know, impacting others with the story that I have and being 18. I am a young entrepreneur, and how to get there or teach or even give people, you know, like give people something that can empower them to be who they truly are, the beautiful butterfly that they truly are. Because, you know, butterflies, it take a long time to, you know, form who you truly are. And you cannot come out of the cocoon early or late, or you got to come out when want to and when you're ready. And I just feel like Beautiful Butterflies was a really beautiful name for me because my sister and I, she was the one who blessed me with that name. She had this diary. It's a long story. But Beautiful Butterflies is not only about the beauty on the outside, but it's about the beauty on the inside. And that's what I really wanted to create for people like me and for others who may not be like me, but we can help you with that, you know?
Wow, that's impressive. So, I mean, do you do hair now or you just do your own hair? I mean,
I service hair.
Okay.
I do hair. I only do what I can. I do what I can do without a license. I do not perform anything that I cannot do without a license. So braids is all that I service right now because I do not have a license. But when I do have my license, in the next 10, 11 months, you'll be seeing me do bigger sewing, you know, color and all of that. But right now, I only service braids, and I do that at a very reasonable price because I am an 18-year-old learning and still need working on building my craft. So those are what I do.
Wow, wow.
And
so
that's what I do.
And that, so doing the braids is pretty, 'cause you can't do chemicals and all that kind of stuff, right? So I can understand that. That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, we don't tap into chemicals. No, none of that. It's just hair and then fingers. Don't touch nothing.
So in advertising or marketing your business, you know, what have you been doing to market your business to get folks in the door, so to speak? What have you been doing in that regard?
Well, my most important thing is, you know, having you know, friends or family. Right now, I'm not more focused on, you know, fame or anybody. I want my name to be I don't want it through fame. Like, I just want my friends. I've been getting my friends, when I do my friends' hair for free, like, I will do your hair for you to model. And when they go out and they people see their hair, they be like, yeah, my friend, oh yeah, she did my hair, I got her number. And that's how I get my clientele out. But right now, me and my mom and my family, we've been working on launching, and my business will be launching really soon. It'll be launching soon, and my clientele, we just put out a coming soon post, and right now I'll be doing like sneak peeks on my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, JKISSES, JKISSESS, the three S's, and you'll be seeing sneak peeks through there. And that's what I've been doing, just through Instagram, my friends and family, and, you know, doing my friends and family's hair. That's really what it's been. During this time, I can't be doing too many people's hair because we got to be safe, we got to be clean, and that's what it is.
Right, right, yeah. And that, so, you know, in this day and age, you know, I think, you know, and I'm sure you're too young to know this, is that before it would cost you a lot of money to try to market your business. But now with social media and the internet, I mean, you could put up a post advertising something, doesn't cost you anything, and you can get customers. So you seems like you've tapped into that gold mine as far as marketing is concerned. And unfortunately, with COVID now going around, I'm sure that's kind of limited, you know, what you can do in terms of being able to get out there and, you know, do folks' hair. And it sounds like your friends and relatives are your influencers. So they're your free advertising.
Yes.
And stuff like that. You know,
yes.
That works very well. So when do you enroll in the beauty school? When do you Paul Mitchell School of Asani? Tell me about that. I've heard of Paul Mitchell.
Well,
he has some chemicals and stuff like that. Doesn't he have chemicals and, you know, things for hair?
Yes. He has
okay.
Some online and stuff. But my school is located in Roswell. There's plenty other locations, but I'll be at Paul Mitchell School of Asani. I've got accepted to that school, like, in July, and I'll be going into school August 11th. And a little more about that, the school is a beauty school, and it provides and it furthers my education with hair as far as chemicals, you know, servicing natural hair, servicing, even cutting. I will be learning a few cuttings, so I will probably be providing some haircuts if I tap into that as well. And, you know, it gives me more intel on a lot of different things that I don't know, then rather than looking up or, you know, personal hands-on stuff rather than going on YouTube and just learning from there, because that's what personally I've been learning from, you know, not only from my aunties and my cousins that do hair, but I've been watching from YouTube, but it's more to it than that. So that's what Paul Mitchell School of Asani is going to help me with.
So how long will you have to go to school? How long is it going to take to get your certification?
It's up to 10 months. It's up to 10 months. And the longest it would be is a year. So I'll be there for 10 months to a year.
So now why, I mean, and my naivete is going to show here. I mean, I don't know really what I'm talking about, but does someone that wants to be a hairstylist have to go to a school? I know you have to get licensed, but do they have to
get
a...
Yes, you have to get licensed.
Okay, I understand that part, but do you have to go to a school?
You have to pass yes, yes. You have to go to a. I don't necessarily know if you have to, but what I know is that in order for you to pass a state board test, you have to get the skills that you need to pass that test. It's a test that you have to pass through state board in order to get your license. And what cosmetology school does is prepare you for that test. So as far as cleaning, you know, how to clean up your salon, as far as regulations, as far as how you hold your clippers when you're doing certain styles, you know, those type of things.
And so why did you select the Paul Mitchell? I'm sure there's other schools around Atlanta. Was there any reason why that school kind of, you know, attracted your attention?
Well, Paul Mitchell is a major. I really love Paul Mitchell in general, and when it was no other choice but Paul Mitchell. It was one more, but Paul Mitchell was the number one. And Paul Mitchell is a very recommended school for cosmetologists to go to, and I've seen. And even when I'm out in the store and I say, oh, yeah, I do hair, somebody say, who did your hair? My mama would say, my daughter. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, where you going to school? I'm going to Paul Mitchell. They'd be like, girl, I went there, too. And I'd be like, yes, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that go there. But Paul Mitchell is a number one top school for cosmetologists to attend. And when I was looking at schools, I wanted to attend college. My mom was like, "No, if Paul Mitchell is your first, it's the first thing to do. That's what you're gonna do. Don't let nobody steal you from that. And if that's your passion, that's where you're gonna go." It was no other school but Paul Mitchell, and that's what it was.
Great, good for your mom, because one of the things with having all girls is that you know you have to, or children in general, that, you know, you want them to pursue, you know, their dreams, and you don't want to say, well, you better do this, or you better do that, because if it doesn't work out, then what are you going to say as a child? Well, you told me to do that, you know, versus mm-hmm. you let them do what they want to do, of course, within the bounds of, you know, where the rubber met the road for me and my daughter is that as long as you can earn an income so you can get out of my house.
Yeah,
and that's really what it came down to. Is whatever you're going to do, make sure you can make enough money so you can live on your own, you know. And it seems like that's what you have decided to do in terms of the your education. And that's, I'm sure, did you get some blowback from some of your friends who might be going to college and say, well, why are you not going to college?
It was, honestly, it was never my friends. It was always adults. Adults would be like, oh, no, you need to go to college, and you need to do this. My friends never made me feel uncomfortable with not going to college. It was always adults, and they would always try to tell me, oh, you at least got to get your business, or you at least got to go get a degree. And I want to say that having a degree does not determine your success, because it's a lot of people who have creative minds, who have started businesses without even having a college degree, just having a high school diploma. And that was the major thing for me to graduate. I am book smart, and college was not going to be a problem for me as far as academic-wise. So when you have a passion and that's what you want to do, you should always follow it and don't let nobody steal you from that. It was never my friend. And if it is your friend, you need to find some friends, because they should motivate you to do what you love.
Well, it's good for you to say, because one of the things that, as an educator, and I came to education late in life, just the last 10 years or so, from a 30, 40-year career in investments and having my own radio show, which I'm now reviving. And one of the challenges I have with, the dialogue about our youth is that you have to go to college. And, you know, my perspective on that is that, once again, as long as whatever you're going to do, you're going to make enough money so you can live on your own. Because some kids have other desires. So, for example, you want to be a cosmetologist. Okay, you don't have to go to college for that. There are folks that might want to be a plumber or a heating and air person or whatever that doesn't require a college education, you know. And I think that we strap out young kids into this box and say, if you don't do this, then you're not going to be, you know, successful. And I think that's really wrong. Because, as you said, that was your passion. I can hear the passion in your voice. Yeah. That's going to propel you through that school. But if you had went to college and followed somebody else's dream, like, oh, yeah, go to college, you'd be sitting there in class like, you know, I could be doing hair right now. You know?
Yeah. I'd be sitting there like, man, this is just a waste of time. I'm spending money, and we spending tuition money twice.
Exactly.
I could have been It's just, yeah.
And thank you for your mom being able to, you know, support you in that area. Because one of my daughters, my third oldest daughter, I'll give you the punchline, and I'll tell you because her story is similar to yours. She's a pharmacist now, okay? Got a pharmacy degree and everything, and so went to my alma mater, which is University of Georgia, went to her sister's alma mater, which is FAMU. But when she was young, she was probably maybe 12 or something like that, 12, 13, somewhere around there. She wanted to be a cosmetologist. And I said, hey, go for it. Matter of fact, so much so that we found during the summer a summer camp for her to go and do hair. And, you know, she had a little doll head and everything. She was doing it. And we supported her. We said, hey, you want to be a cop? Fine. You know, no problem. But later down the road, she had a chemistry professor, and she latched on to chemistry and the history, and she decided, you know, to move forward with that career. But my point in sharing that was, I wasn't trying to deter her from her dream. I said, if that's your dream, we're going to support you 100%. And she changed her mind, and that's fine. We supported her 100% on that decision. And so I think that a lot of time parents get trapped into believing that their child has to go to college, which is they may not be ready for college at 18, or they may not be interested. Because you could always, in 5 years or 3 years or 10 years from now, you may say, okay, I want to go get a degree. And there's all kinds of options you can do. And so I don't have a problem. So, you know, kudos to your mom for, you know, letting you, you know, live your life, so to speak, within the bounds of being a good parent. So now we you're doing the beauty stuff. Are you going to do men's hair? Because you're just women hair. Is that pretty much the case?
Braiding, as far as braiding and servicing men, I have no problem doing that. I'm going to learn more about that as well. I don't know about cuts yet, but when I do learn cuts, and if that's for me, and if I can service that, I will definitely be doing some cuts if I can do that, if that's for me.
So the Paul Mitchell School is going to teach you how to braid hair and all that kind of stuff?
It's going to teach me more. It's going to teach me how to dye hair, how to color hair, how to properly shampoo, condition, how to cut hair, how to service hair if it's dry, if it needs to be revamped into healthiness. That's what it's going to teach me all about hair. Natural hair, weave, you know, coloring, all of that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. It will teach you how to run a salon? Will teach you that kind of stuff, the business side?
Yeah, they will teach me the business side. They will give me all the tools that I need in order to go out into this world to open my own salon. Of course, it's other things that, of course, you're going to have to invest in other classes that may not, you know, focus on those type of things, you know, as far as, you know, some people right now, people are doing lace front. Paul Mitchell is not going to focus on that one thing. You're going to have to go to classes, you know, more classes to develop more knowledge in that area. So, of course, I'm going to still need a little more classes, and that's fine. As long as I have the basics, the important things that I need for this this industry.
When I had hair, and I lost my hair about 10 years ago. But anyway, when I did have hair, I had a barber that I believe went to the Paul Mitchell School, and he used to cut my hair with just scissors. Can you believe that? Not with a you know, we call it a razor, not this little thing that they cut the hair with. I forget what they call it, but he would use his fingers to measure my hair and cut it, and had the best cut I've ever had. You know. But when I lost my hair, I didn't do that. But anyway, so I'm familiar a little bit with Paul Mitchell and the kind of folks that he turns out. Now, do you have to get financial aid for this? Can you get financial aid? I'm sure it costs you to go to the school. I imagine that. So is
there
financial aid qualify?
Yes, okay. Financial aid does qualify. And we just went through that process. Me and my mom went through that process together. And yes, financial aid does apply.
Okay, that's cool. You know, so because that helps a little bit, you know, doing that. And so, are you going to be working during the time you're taking the classes and I guess, for lack of a better word, experimenting on some of your friends, the things that you're learning? Are you going to be doing some of that?
Yes, they're going to have time. They're going to have days like that. They have bring a friend. They have bring your family days where your friend and family member can come in and you can do what you learn on them. They have those type of days throughout the month or the week. I'm not sure if it's every week or monthly. So they have those days. And, yes, I will be working. I'm not stopping what I'm doing throughout school. Of course, I'm going to have to manage my schedule for clients or for friends and family to come in because I'm doing daytime school. So I'll be at school for the most part throughout the whole week. But I'm still going to manage my schedule for me to do what I want to do. To do my service. That's what it was.
Awesome. So let's fast forward. I'm gonna give you two benchmarks. Let's fast forward 1 year. What is happening a year from now? Now we're into July of 2021. What's happening with Naja? What's happening with Naja? What's Naja doing now?
Well, a year from now, Beautiful Butterflies Beauty Suite will be launched. You will hear my name. And I will be impacting more and more people. Najee will be having more, I'm trying to find a word. Najee will be having more knowledge and more, I will have my license by then. So I will be a licensed cosmetologist. And I will be doing more services. I will be impacting more, doing more social events. And you will hear Beautiful Butterflies, Najee, and I'll be investing more. And that's pretty much a year from now.
So the inner beauty part of your whole plan, what does that encompass? I understand the hair part, that you want to make sure that folks that come to your salon look good. So how are you going to deal with the inner beauty part? Talk to me about that. What are your thoughts on that? How are you going to explore
well,
that?
Actually, I still have, in high school, I created a club called Get the Hand. And what that was for girls who wanted to get into the cosmetology industry. So I will be continuing that on. So whether it's me going out to schools, talking about how I got into cosmetology and not conforming to what people say about college, and you have to go to college to be successful, I will be reaching out to young kids or even kids like me. That's what inner beauty deals with, me building up, not even building up, but helping others get through what I've gotten through. Because throughout high school, I didn't really have people who would. It was never something catered to what I wanted. It was always about college. And you would hear college and career program, but college and career was really about college. It was never about how you could go to trade school to get you a trucking license or cosmetology, being a barber. It was never something like that for me throughout high school. So what the enhancing your beauty would be is me talking to other people, uplifting them to do what they want to do as a passion, and that knowing that they could be that, they could be who they truly are, the beautiful butterfly that they truly are. That's what the inner beauty deals with, empowerment, encouraging people, feeding them what they need in order to be successful, and in order to be who they want to be. And that's what the inner beauty deals with.
You know what your story kind of reminds me about when I saw your picture and heard about your story? Have you seen that movie Little?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember Gina
Yes,
Hall?
Yes, I did.
Did that kind of trigger something for you? Because not that your
yes.
story that you just have that look, that little girl look. You don't even look 18. You look a lot younger than that. But that kind of reminded me, being your own boss. Do you take some inspiration from that movie?
Yes, yes, but I don't want to have that type of attitude she had. That's not doing that. No.
Yes, yeah, she had an adult attitude and a little body. That's what that was, a real arrogant.
Yes, she was so snobby. I want to be real humble, and throughout the whole entire, throughout my whole process, and I want to give back, and I want to do that. I don't want nobody having to tell me, you're being snobby, you're being too bossy, being arrogant, I don't want that. No, that's what needs to be under control.
So I said 1 year. So now we go out 5 years. Now you're 23, 24 years old. So what's happening with you now?
Well, 5 years from now, I will have my own salon. That is where I will be owning my own building. I will also be investing into other things as well, more and more. I will have my own car. I will hope to have a home apartment or house. That's what it will be 5 years from now. And, you know, my brand will be getting bigger and better. And I will be, doing more. I will be doing five times as more as I've done the first year. So, as I said before, I will be having my own salon, you know, helping others, having my own car and investing in house. That's what I want. I will be.
Out of your mama's house, living on your own. Good for you. So let me bring your mom in here, see if she wants to share a little bit about her experience with her go-getter daughter. Hey, Mom.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tamika, how you doing? You got a wonderful daughter doing some great things. I just applaud you for not feeding into the whole conundrum of children having to, you know, go to college to be successful, because I just speak against that. And I think even our president, and I like our president, not the one current one, but Obama, and he, you know, want all the kids to go to college, but that's not the path for everybody. So I really applaud you and supporting her and her dreams. Can you share something about your daughter? Did you see this? Let me just tell you, when I see my daughters grown, I say, wow, I didn't see that coming, you know, that they grew up, and my oldest daughter's an RN, my other daughter's a pharmacist and so forth. And did you see that type of drive in her when she was younger?
Absolutely.
Really?
And I want to make sure I'm real honest, you know, coming from that perspective, because I do hear a lot of parents say, come from your position. But because of my own personal experiences in my personal life, I have a college degree. I'm very educated. I worked, you know, in the media. I went to college to work in the media. And I was a very ambitious person, you know, growing up, a very ambitious young woman. But there weren't many people around me that identified my gift. I found it myself. And once I found it, you know, I took the initiative to go for what I wanted. And when I became a mother, I have Jay has an older sister. She's 23. She graduated from college. And I was a mom of daughters. What I wanted to do and become, or I wanted to be what that person that I didn't have, you know, growing up, that really, you know, couldn't put their finger on my gifts. And I wanted to help my children be able to identify those gifts at a young age. And both of my children were gifted very differently, and I would pray and ask God to show me what that was so I can help guide them. Now, Jay was very creative. She was always doing hair. She was always playing with dolls, changing her clothes, cutting their clothes. She was always in my heels, and she's fairly tall, so I didn't know if she was going to be a model. I didn't know if she was going to go into fashion. She was always doing hair, playing with dolls' hair, so I knew that she was going to take a, you know, she had creative gifts. My other daughter, on the other hand, was very about her money, very quiet, very, you know, she was very laid back, so now Jay, they were very different, so they required different. So I had to kind of court her life, like watch her very closely. And I knew that she would either go into hair or fashion. I just knew it. I felt it in my heart. And so when she went through her experience, you know, in middle school, with the bullying and me not being able to afford to take her to the hair salon. And I couldn't do hair. Let me just say this. That's my weakness. I got a lot of friends who got daughters who do not know how to do hair, okay? So she was going to school with her hair like in some ugly ponytail or something like that. But I was doing my best, you know. And I couldn't send her to the hair salon. She couldn't get the weeds that all of her friends were getting and coming with the law. She, you know, I couldn't afford it at the time as a single mom. But when this little girl started, you know, I would encourage her through the bullying, and I have family and friends who would be like, oh, no, we're about to do our hair for you. Like, I realized, okay, this is the issue. I'm going to need help. I'm going to help my child not be the target of this type of evil. But now Jay took the initiative and was like, oh, no, I'm going to learn how to do my hair myself. And so when I started seeing that, I started being amazed at what she was coming and showed me she did to her hair. I was like, what? Who taught you that? Then she would be like, I taught myself. Then I'll be like, what? Then, I mean, and then I was blown away about, I was blown away at that time about just how extremely talented she was at this. That's when I really was like, wait a minute now. I knew she was gifted, but not like this. Now, that's where I got over into your place. Like, okay, what am I going to do with this? This little girl is, you know, she's very blessed with her hands. So now I got to, this is at a whole nother level. She's not a budding hairstylist. This girl basically doing hair better than hairstylist in the business for years. So that's when I got to the place of, like, I was blown away right there when she was, when she got right there in the high school.
And good for you. You said something else that resonates with me, and parents, I'm going to say this, and then for people that parents may disagree or agree or disagree, but you don't treat, if you have multiple children, you don't treat each child the same. And people say, oh, no, yes, you're supposed to be. I said, well, hold off. Like you said, one child may need a little bit more attention because they just do. Another child may need some direction. That's because of who they are. So, you know, moms and to some extent dads know their child and know what they need. So, you know, you may have to deal differently with each child, like you've just shared. And so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, as long as you're being fair, you're giving them the space that they need. So you don't treat every child the same because every child has different gifts and different motivations. Some children are very motivated. You don't have to, you say go and they're gone. Others, you got to walk them through the steps, you know, and help them out.
Right.
And I think parents try to treat each other, well, you should be like your sister or you're like your brother. Well, hold it. You know, everyone's an individual, you know, so you just can't treat them the same. You just have to know them. And what that means is that you have to spend time with them to get to know them.
Right.
And what their gifts are and what and where they may need your help when you have to jump in and do those kinds of things. And that aspiration in terms of what she's doing. So at 18, a year from now, you know, she's going to be earning some good money. Hairstylists make good money, you know. Easily $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year or more. And for a 20-year-old
right.
who's making that kind of money, it would be obscene. It's like, wow. You're not even 20,
right.
you're making 50, 70, and you have your own business, that's what up, you know. And I think, and then her aspiration to owning her own salon, you know, is great. My son-in-law has a hair, barbershop, and he went from, you know, just doing hair, you know, renting a booth, to now he owns his own, you know, barbershop. And there's a whole different level then, because now he's renting out these booths and stuff, so he's got money coming in, and all the money he makes from his, business, his cutting, and the clients he has goes in his pocket. The rest goes for the expenses for, you know, his shop and all that kind of stuff. What type of help do you think that you're going to have to give your daughter as she matriculates this, based on your life experiences? What type of help do you think you're going to need to jump in and help her with, based on what you see?
Well, definitely keeping her rooted and grounded and staying focused. You know, I was at a young age, I was very ambitious. And I was very ambitious and I was a go-getter. And, you know, I had character flaws that I didn't work on, you know, as a young person that I even thought that needs to be cultivated or grown. I was just like, I'm ready for the world. So, I'm just gonna jump out there. Keeping Nante rooted and grounded and not being driven overly ambitious is something that I know that I have a key role, you know, as a parent who has worked kind of in an industry that she's gonna be in an industry that's very competitive, and just keeping her rooted and grounded on why she's doing what she's doing. You know, I'm teaching her now, you know, you don't want to be IG famous. You want people to know you for the work and the service that you're doing, how you're changing their lives. You don't want to be popular and broke. You want to build your business with integrity. Because she'll be like, oh, when is this coming? And I'll say, no, you slow down. It's coming, but it comes at phases. This society that we live in, it's very celebrity driven, and it's a lot of vanity. And so I have to keep her rooted and grounded in why she's doing what she's doing, to steward her gift well while she's trying to do it or achieve those goals. And I just believe if I can do that and be that for her as she goes, because I don't need to push her to go. She'll go, Dr. Ross. That's no problem. I just have to jump on the gas and I'm trying to literally pull her foot from the gas and put my foot on the brake.
Wow.
And
wow.
To be like, okay, slow down. You know, there's a process in between this that requires something that you don't have right now. Like, even right then, you know, even now I have to say, no, I'm not, your YouTube channel is coming. Let's make sure the business is structured right. And let's not jump out there before our time, because when that popularity comes, what the world doesn't teach you, those people who are popular and famous, is that those same attacks that you had in middle school are going to come stronger. Mm. And if you're not rooted and grounded, if you don't know who you are, like with a shadow of a doubt, it will break you down. And so that's, you know, my main role for her now is just, you know, just supporting her in that area and her staying rooted and grounded and knowing who she is and why she's doing what she's doing. Why? What's the helping her keep focused on the ultimate goal?
Well, you know, the great thing that I hear motivational speaker coming from this, and I'm gonna you know, put it out there that, you know, I work in a, I'm an educator, I work in the school system. In Atlanta and the middle school, and I would love to have her come talk to some of the young women that I mentor in the school, because let them see, give hope, you know, for that, what they can do. Because a lot of times, you know, their parents are, and society has directed them towards college, and because of whatever, they may not be ready for college and to explore what some of the options. And this is a great option because, you know, girls, you know, love to do hair. And if that's something that you like to do, then, you know, oftentimes here's a, you know, share with them a path that they could achieve that goal, or just to motivate them and say, don't be concerned about, you know, folks, you know, bullying you about your hair, ignore them, you know, do you. And I think that's an important message for her to share. So Najah, are you still listening?
Yes.
So would you be open to that? Have perhaps coming to my school sometime and talking with the kids about, because like I said, sometimes as adults say things, but when one of their peers, someone who's closer to their age says, hey, I experienced that, you know, and you don't have to answer right now, but, you know, my point is I see motivational speaker coming from you. You speak very, very well. You're handling this interview very, very well. You've got a great support in your mom, and I'm sure your aunts and uncles that you're referring to. But that's something to think about. You know, just put it kind of in your little tool belt to say, hey, let me go talk to some kids and give back with that whole thing about the you know, beautiful butterfly is a great, 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 you know, thing to kind of do. And wrap it up, mom, daughter, any closing comments you'd like to share that would motivate some young men or some young women to do things, some great things?
I would just say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Always stay true to yourself. And, you know, if you need anybody to, you know, talk to that's the same age and going through entrepreneurship, I'm willing to, you can come talk to me. And, you know, follow me on Instagram at JKISSESSS. And, you know, that's how you can reach me.
Right now, and you have a website coming too.
Yes, I was going to say that. Be on
the
lookout for that.
It'll
be coming when it launches. You will be hearing.
Great, great, great. Well, thank you so much, mom and daughter, for coming on, you know, sharing some great uplifting information. And I think that, you know, she has a great future ahead of her, got a head on her shoulders, right? And the reason I like to share the stories about Najah and what she's doing is because we're trying to narrative about how young kids are not doing anything. But here's a young lady, 18 years of age, has a clear path to where she wants to go and is executing that strategy with precision with the help of her parents. And that's a great thing. Thank you guys so much for being on Your Personal Finance.
Thank you.
All righty,
guys.
Thank
you so much for having us, Dr. Ross.
Yes. Thank you. All righty, ladies. Well, that just made my day, you know, to hear young people, you know, doing things that are so progressive that, you know, at 18, you know, you're going to cosmetology school, want to own your own hair salon, nothing but great things, you know. And I always say that if your dream or whatever it is that you want to do, if it doesn't scare you a little bit, then you should be concerned about that, because you have to let God get in the mix. And owning her own salon, 19, 20, whatever the case may be, in a year or two or 5 years, is a great aspiration. And that's why, you know, I like to share an opportunity that I think would make sense for a lot of people. If this young lady can get out there and have the aggressiveness to try to start her own business and walk that path, you can too. What business can you start for $300? Not many, but I have one. It's called Financial Education Services, and we help people get their financial lives together and restore their credit, improve their credit, build their credit. So for less than $300, you can be in business, earning money on a part-time basis, thousands of dollars a month, whatever it is you desire, however you want to grow, you can do that. And if you're interested in that, then all I'd have to do is text CREDIT, C-R-E-D-I-T, to 404-272-4633. And I'll share some details and see if it's the right fit for you. It might not be. But if you're thinking in this COVID environment that you're tired of waking up and going helping somebody else build their empire, start building your own. We can spend $100 on shoes, dresses, coats, slacks, some nonsense. Why not explore the opportunity? Matter of fact, it ain't going to cost you nothing to text CREDIT and say, okay, let me see what he has to say about this, see if it's something that I should do. And I get it. Everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur, you know, so don't feel bad about that. But on the other hand, if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, maybe you're trying to buy a house. You're trying to buy a car. Okay? And your credit ain't where it needs to be. I can help with that. You could be a customer, and that's a lot less than $300. But either way, you want to improve the life that you're currently in. Because one of the things you have to think about is that how am I going to get out of this life alive? I mean by that, that's a kind of a code word for me for retirement. Because you don't want to work the rest of your life, right? You want to be at least be able to sit back and do whatever you want and get up in the morning. So that's one of the things. The other opportunity I want to talk about is that my wife and I, Felicia, we're involved in real estate. And that's our, you know, getting out of this life alive. Dream, both of these are actually. And that's another experience in getting the education you need to be able to become a real estate investor. Think about if you can buy a house, single-family home, three-bedroom, two-bath, for $30,000, 15% down, that's $4,500, and collect $600, $700, $800 a month in rent. Let that sink in for you. How many houses would you have to own, okay, at that rate in order to walk away from your job? And I don't know how old you are. Doesn't really matter. But you got to start somewhere. I'm 62. So if I could do it at 62, I darn well know you can do it whatever age you are. So 404-272-4633 is if you want interested in the financial services and the credit stuff, just text CREDIT, C-R-E-D-I-T. If you're interested in the real estate, just text R-E, and I'll know how to reach out to you and share. No obligation, just talk, okay? Well, enough of that for today. I hope you have enjoyed the rest of your day. I'm encouraged. I hope you be encouraged. And thank you so much for listening to Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross.